Angel Spit!
Hey, this is Zug Von Ruch from Angel Spit, and you are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Hello, welcome to WMCFM College Park. My show is Chill Out, where I play different chill music every single week. This week I have some random chill music, some more boom bap adjacent stuff for my boom bap guest over here, who's going to be a new DJ. But we'll get into that a little bit later. As always, before we start any show, we're going to play a public service announcement, and then we'll get into the music.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
All right, so I'm going to start off with our first song, which is Heaven on Earth Beat by CM Smooth, not CL Smooth. I think this is some random, like, Japanese producer who just thought, like, CL Smooth was cool and took his name. We're going to play that right now. Hmm. Next up, we have TikTok by Cookin' Soul.
Pain began. did this pain begin?
Pain begin.
Steal this person's music, so who knows. Alright. We're in the studio with Christian. Christian, you wanna tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, what's going on? I'm a junior. I'm a PPE major. I'm tapped in.
Let's go.
I have a show sometime soon. Coming weeks probably. So we're learning. UG's teaching me.
Let's go. Let's go. What's your show gonna be about?
Gonna be mostly hip hop stuff. I wanna look at like boom bap. How it's evolved throughout the years, like how it's changed.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. It's like starting like in like the B-Boys, B-Girls era and moving forward.
Yeah, something like that.
That's
something
tough. Like that. That's awesome. What's one class you're taking and why do you not like it?
One class I'm taking? Econ. I hate math.
Econ 200. Econ 200?
Yeah.
That sounds awful. Oh, what's a class that you like though?
Philosophy 418. This is class about Martin Heidegger. It's very, very insightful.
Insightful. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
I don't know if I'm very qualified to speak about this on a deeper level, but, you know, the class is about his book, Being in Time, so we're learning about the nature of being, things like that.
Okay. That sounds hella deep. Sounds really deep.
Very deep, very deep.
Very deep. Awesome. What made you, like, get into music initially?
I've been listening to music for like a really long time. I think like the earliest experience with music I remember having was probably like 2015. Like my older brother showed me Forever by Drake.
Okay. Yeah. That's a cool song to start on.
Yeah, I know. And that's how I got into hip hop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So our listeners may not know this, but you're a member of the Terrapin Beat Society. In fact, you're the treasurer for the Terrapin Beat Society. How's your beat making process been going in recent years, recent months?
I've been leveling up. I've been doing a new process. I've been trying to like speed up everything. Because previously I used to take like a really long time making beats.
Yeah.
But now I kind of just speed through it, and like if I don't finish it in like a certain amount of time, I look and just forget about it and move on.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up we have Marigold, also by K-Brand/Limes. What's your DAW?
FL Studio.
FL Studio? Were you ever not in FL Studio, or was that like a Mandela effect type of thing?
That was a Mandela effect.
Okay.
I was on like Soundtrap and like back in the day.
Okay.
Before I had the FL money.
Oh, I see. Yeah. The FL money. Okay. I see. That's tough.
It is.
What's the most... Are you ever going to release anything? People always been asking.
Probably someday.
When it's good?
Yeah.
Is it not at your like standard of quality yet?
It's not. I think right now, like, I'm really trying to focus on mixing. I feel like my mixes definitely need to.
Yeah, mixing it is so hard.
It is.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, I've been going back listening to like a lot of my old beats, realizing the mix are terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Especially like, it's kind of hard when you have like a really good like melody or like a good sample.
Yeah.
And then like the mix is off and you're like, oh, I need to change that. Yeah. It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah. No, the worst thing ever, like you hear it on the headphones and you play it on the speaker.
And it sounds completely so different. Oh no, it's so bad. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Happens all the time.
What are some new techniques that you've been using to get that level up?
New techniques. I've been just like changing my like the stuff I put on the master.
Oh, okay.
Like I used to, when I started, I didn't put like anything on the master.
Interesting.
And, like, about a year ago I started putting a ton of stuff, and now I'm trying to like strip down. So right now I'm mostly just using like a limiter just to push sound up.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Maybe like an EQ.
I think the limiter tech, especially for like, because you mainly do like boom bap hip hop kind of stuff, and like more like 90s style, I would say, than like the newer like trap or I don't know stuff. So
well,
I feel like
I have been trying to get into that.
You know, really?
Those beats, because they're not mixed.
Oh, okay. Wait, you should bring some of them. Wait, that's tough. I know that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the limiter technique is actually pretty helpful for that specific style.
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to like get some sounds to be a little bit louder, get everything to be a little more evened out. Next up, we have another Quick and Soul song. We have Heartbroken. And this is, of course, off the Dilla appreciation album by him. Who's your favorite producer?
Alchemist.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do I have a... No, I do not. I was going to put an Alchemist song on, but I forgot. I was going to put on... What's that collaboration he did with Freddie Gibbs?
Alfredo.
Yeah, I was going to put an Alfredo 2 song on, but I couldn't find it clean, which I mean...
Dude, I was looking for clean songs, and there's like... for that album specifically.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know that Alfredo 1 got like a... I think it was either a leak or like they just released the instrumentals, but for Alfredo 2, there's nothing, which is unfortunate.
Maybe Sunday soon. Man.
Yeah, maybe Sunday soon. That's true. All right, I'm going to go back to the production, because this is... I mean, I'm always putting samplers on here on this show. When did you get into production? Like, what put you on?
Well, I used to want to rap, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wait, no way. Do you rap?
No.
Back in, like, wait, 20, we got to run in the studio.
Oh, man. You don't want to see that. Yeah, back in, like, 2019, like, I used to want to rap, so I started making beats, because I'm not paying for beats.
Yeah, of course.
But then... Like, you kind of go down the rabbit hole, and you like, you really just start, you start to realize, like, you got to get to a certain level before you
can, before you can even rap on them.
Yeah.
You would try to get that level for the whole time, and then you're finally there, you're like, I don't want to rap anymore.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. That's cool. Wait, when'd you start? Like
2020.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't really start taking it serious until, like, 22 or 23.
Okay. Yeah. So we could say, like, 5 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
I'm a veteran in the game, you know?
Yeah, for real. That's awesome. Dang. Yeah, I feel like year to year, your sound has improved, like, a lot. Like, a lot more than I would say that mine has.
Yeah,
it's just because I'm, like, already so good. Nah, yeah, not true. Not true.
You got no room there.
No, no. I'm just so dialed out. Yeah, no, I got no. I'm just like maxed already.
Maxed.
Nah, that's cool though. I like watching the grind. I like watching the progression. All right, next up, got Cocktail and La Piscina by Elijah Hu and Cooking Soul. I had to chill on Cooking Soul a little bit.
Yo, chill. Cocktail and La Piscina.
Next, we have the Delhi Lighthouses. The song is Briefing. There you go. Next, we have the Delhi Lighthouses. Next, we have DJ Okawari, Another Sky.
You just didn't say the name of the song.
What? Next, we have DJ Okawari, Another Sky.
Artificial satellite is like an island in the sky. In order not to disturb its calculated orbital chart, we lined up 2,000 feet parallel to it. The only way to get there was to float through the terrifying void between us. Thank you.
Next, we have Evie Bluebirds. Next, we have Polaroids by Elijah Who. This is Soundgirl Persona by Fat John. Thank you. Next, we have Crime Pays, instrumental version by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
Next up, we have Watts by Freddie Gibbs, instrumental. Next up, we have Secret Diplomacy by Bugseed. We'll be right back. Next up, we have Rare Pleasure 2 by Mindsign. This is actually Midori by Vanilla.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have Mind Sign, Rare Pleasure too. This is our last song, but next up we got Movie Finale by Madlib. Last song is Mementos by Elijah Hill. All right, Christian, we're running the second interview. What's one piece of media that you've been interested in recently?
A lot of film.
What's yeah, I forgot to turn on your mic on that. Well, he said film for those listening at home. What's something interesting about that movie that you liked?
I liked how funny it was. Yeah, I didn't expect it to have like so much comedy in it. It was very like unexpected. They just like sprinkle it in there.
Okay, that's cool. And it's like an action movie, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
I feel like that's a pretty classic pairing.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your favorite all time movie?
I don't know. I don't think I have like one that I would definitively put over every other movie, but the two I would say are probably the top two, Mulholland Drive and The Prestige.
What's The Prestige about?
It's about these two magicians basically just trying to like one up each other with all their magic tricks. It's really good.
Wait, that sounds really funny. Is that what genre is it?
It's like a thriller.
Thriller, really?
Mystery kind
of. Okay, wait, that I don't even.